we got here right now, eight-time Pro Bowler. You know him?
I've corrected that.
Yeah?
Because I played in the league for 16 years.
Okay.
I made the Pro Bowl eight times.
Okay.
I have now determined that I was also an eight-time Pro Bowl alternate.
There you go.
They have Pro Bowl alternates. Yeah. I might have been the 10th alternate.
Yes.
So I am now a 16-time Pro Bowler. Decided to.
Well, all you have to do is get on Wikipedia. Well, you can fix that
those
yourself.
Those are the alternate facts.
That's right.
Those are the alternate facts.
That's James Lofton, everybody. You're hearing from right there. James, how are you? How are you enjoying Radio Row here in Houston?
Well, it's interesting. Over to our far right on Sirius Radio, I've been there the last two mornings.
Yeah.
And I liken this to a picnic, that the ants are starting to now populate the area a little bit.
Yeah.
On Monday, you know, we hadn't laid out a lot of crumbs, so there were no ants around. But it's starting to grow, and you can feel the energy picking up. The tables are starting to become littered with people.
You know, I've had you on the phone a couple times.
And this is the only radio program I've done standing. I enjoy it, though.
You know,
there is more energy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy.
There's a lot of sugar on that table.
You're a wide receiver.
Yes, I was.
Breaking news. And in talking to you in the past and seeing your interviews and listening to you in the media.
I know nothing. it just seemed like he was about to say, yeah, but.
This is actually leading in perfectly.
He's never met you before. And he knows where you're going with this.
Because wide receivers tend to have the reputation. They're a little diva-ish.
But you know what?
You're not that way.
Yeah, but you get to throw that on the guys who are divas.
Sure.
And
I'm sitting. I don't care.
I don't know. So let's say we have 32 teams, which we do. And everybody plays three wide receivers. So if I'm doing the math correctly, that's 96.
Yes.
Put your shoes back on. Just trying to do the math here a long time. You don't have 96 divas.
That's true.
You know, if you have seven or eight, they really stand out. You know, it's kind of like going to a ballet. There's only one lead dancer, but you appreciate all the dancers.
Sure.
Now, Julio Jones is not a diva at all.
True.
Is Julian Edelman a diva?
No.
No.
Nope.
So what high school did he go to? San Mateo?
Yeah, he was Bay Area
Atherton
kid.
Atherton or,
just
yeah.
Just like Tom Brady, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Do you think there's more per capita at wide receiver than
happens when you have somebody who does what Antonio Brown did. And just think about it. A year ago, we reveled in the fun that he brought us, in being on Dancing with the Stars you know, the great commercial on ESPN Sports Center. Where, you know, he's talking about, you know, he's working at the reception desk.
Yes.
And so I think when you are challenged by social media as a coach or an organization, you have to be ahead of the curve. You know, you can't just say that there's no tweeting allowed in a certain time frame. Okay, I can't tweet, but I can Facebook Live.
Right.
You know, so I and Bill Belichick is so great with it. You know, I don't have snap face. I don't have my time.
Insta chat.
Obviously,
yeah.
He knows everything about all of it and has addressed it to his players. And Mike Tomlin, who we think of as this wonderful coach, this great orator, we know that he's covered it. Because Mike Tomlin has talked about, you know, don't be that guy. The standard is the standard. When he says something, it's ready for print. I remember before the playoffs started, Mike Tomlin said this, and he is William and Mary. I know he's an English major. He said, our players understand the ramifications of single elimination football. And I went, what? What did he just say? I mean, does he have a writer who's writing this stuff for him?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for Mike Tomlin to be caught off guard by a player who's Facebook living his post-game speech, come on.
Yeah.
But somebody just told me that Antonio Brown's deal with Facebook is high six figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is happening with a lot of
Why are you sitting down?
Well, because I don't know, because there's a chair here, I guess, is the best answer.
Okay,
James Lofton joining us this morning on The Drive. I'm going to kind of transition a little bit. Obviously, 16 years in the league. You played for several organizations.
Yes, I did.
But, sir, you played for the Packers. I am a big Packers fan.
Okay.
I am a big Packers fan. I'm sure my brother is geeking out right now, just even when he finds out that I'm talking to you. But I want to talk to you. I so much hoped that the Packers would obviously be here in Houston.
Sure.
Number of things happened. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers was spectacular, but their defense has so many holes in it, and I feel like their offense has this heroics kind of thing about it where it carries that defense. And in the offseason, going into next year, I'm talking, what do we need to address? When you look at that team, where are
Band-Aids.
The holes? Yeah, Band-Aids, I know. They're
well,
very injured.
Well, you start at the cornerback position, yeah. And Sam Shields was going to be one of your starters, Damaris Randall, Quentin Rollins. Those were your three corners. Mm-hmm. They lost Casey Hayward, who goes to the San Diego Chargers and has a Pro Bowl season. Even made All-Pro on a couple of teams. I put him on my first team as a voter. So you're always looking for those players. They have really good safeties. And Morgan Burnett and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I know the safety coach, Darren Perry, and we talk about safeties. And one of the things he always talks about is getting thumpers back there. Mm-hmm. And you want these guys to be able to cover, but you also want them to be thumpers. And he has some really good safeties. So that's good. But I think within that front seven, you've got to kind of figure it out. Kenny Clark, the first-round pick from UCLA last year, came into the league at 20 years of age. He'll be better next year. They'll probably play him a little more. What do you do with Julius Peppers, who very competent? You look at Nick Perry, who plays with one hand and a huge cast, and I think he had 12 sacks during the regular season. So the elements were there, but the cornerback position, when you're playing with guys who were struggling to make the practice squad.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. They very much promote from within, and that's worked
they
for
do.
Them for a long time. But when you look at what Ted Thompson has done in, 12 seasons there, and you've made – one Super Bowl, and you've had guys like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Cleveland, yeah. Browns. Come on. Come on. Be thankful for what you
– okay. No, I know, but this is my question. At what point, maybe, do you feel that theory of kind
of
promoting –
Do you panic and bring in a bunch of free agents and spend all the money not be able to sign Devontae Adams? Come on.
I know.
Come on.
It's not panic, but my question is, that kind of theory of just continuing to promote from within
well,
and building
that
way?
I think what you have to look at is how is the league structured and what wins games? Offense wins games if you can score points. So if you can protect Aaron Rodgers and you can really have a really good offensive line. And this past year, those guys stayed healthy for the most part. Aaron Rodgers had 40 touchdown passes. I think 7 or 8 interceptions. I don't know why
I can't remember.
It's one or the other. So they had a good offense. Eddie Lacy had gotten hurt. They go to Ty Montgomery. He has some really good plays for a guy who has moved from wide receiver to running back. So the elements are there. And I still think I say this time and time again as I'm doing NFL games, and you will appreciate this, that the NFL is a lot like the NBA. If you can get a stop at the end of the first half or a stop in the fourth quarter, if you have a good offense, you're going to win the game. And you might win 28-24, but you got those critical stops. When you think about the game that they lost, that you can't stop somebody at the end of the first half, you can't stop them in the fourth quarter, and you lose the game. That's what happens.
James Lofton's with us on KHTK. Just a second ago, you stood up kind of in front of Ted Thompson, be a panic move to try to make any changes there.
I think it would be.
You think Mike McCarthy catches a fair amount of criticism, though, or the amount of criticism that he gets for having had Aaron Rodgers this long? He's only got one ring with him. Do you think that's a fair shake on him?
I don't know if it's fair. I know when they were 4-6 and nobody envisioned this team of being ready to go to the playoffs – they had a really good team a couple of years ago, and I remember I think it was a Monday night. They were playing the Chicago Bears, and Aaron Rodgers injured his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And you went to backup quarterback, Seneca Wallace, a couple other guys, and the team just looked awful. And for the first time, I think people saw how good Aaron Rodgers was. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen that in subsequent years. And this team is dependent upon Aaron Rodgers, but it's not easy to win a championship. You can look at a lot of other marquee quarterbacks who haven't gotten close. This is Matt Ryan's first chance,
yeah.
And he's had those numbers. You can look at Detroit Lions, Matthew Stafford. His trajectory, what he's thrown for in yards, He's faster to that point than any quarterback in history. Now, certainly the game is changing and the numbers continue to get inflated. But you look at Phillip Rivers with the San Diego Chargers. Yeah. Think about all the Super Bowls he's won. Or, I mean, all the Super Bowls he's watched on television.
Yeah. Right.
So there have been a lot of great players. Now, Aaron Rodgers, special talent. You would think, you know, what if he had won three? What if, you know, and I think that's why when we look at what Tom Brady's been able to do, to play in six so far, and they've all been one-score games. This is not like the Patriots have played in these games and blown teams out. So it's been close every time they played.
James Lofton will be on the Patriots sideline for Westwood 1.
That should help them, shouldn't it?
they could learn a couple things. Last thing for you. We are in Sacramento, close proximity to Oakland.
I thought you were going to say the capital.
We are the home of the Raiders.
We are the home of the Raiders.
Even though I pelted you with Packers questions.
Yeah.
Hey, just last thing, because I know you got to move on. But with
I don't have to go. You guys are sending me away?
Said in our
Why
ear.
Are you guys giving me the break signal? What's going on here?
They're telling us, hey, you got enough time with him. He's too important for you guys.
As a vet and a big part of the league, how are you with all of this movement and relocation? Bother you at all?
I am somebody who really buys into Raider Nation. And living in San Diego, watching the presence of the Raider fans at a San Diego game, you know, I would ache for the people in Oakland, and it would break my heart. But I go over to Las Vegas occasionally to watch some shows or whatever. Yeah. And I almost think that if you have to start anew, the Raiders, if you can't get the stadium deal worked out with Oakland and with the city, that Vegas Raiders would be a great idea.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's James Lofton, everybody. Westwood 1 this Sunday, Patriots sideline. One of the best to ever do it.
Thanks, James.
And
the sideline? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were okay at football, too, but you're really
16
good.
16-time Pro Bowler.
16
Eight-time Pro Bowler, eight-time Pro Bowl alternate.
Yeah. And I see you've walked into the gym a couple times since you retired, too, so that's kind of intimidating.
These are inflated. It's a small T-shirt. There's
a sign outside that says no guns allowed. Apparently James didn't read it. We'll see.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, sir. All right, that's James Lofton joining us.